pump it up, pump it up, pump it up. Pump it up, pump it up, pump it up. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
That's right, people. Welcome once again. You know what time it is. Welcome, people, once again. You know what time it is. It is Talking Sports with the 12th Man. As always, yours truly, Andre Peterson, along with Robert Ford. Today is Wednesday, November the 16th, getting ready for Thanksgiving, all that fun stuff. But before you have the turkey, you know, you got to do what you got to do, listening to Talking Sports with the 12th Man. For those that are calling in, once again, the number is 424-243-9519. We have a packed show. So, Rob, just want to check in. How's everything going in your world right now?
Oh, everything is going great. Ready to talk some sports here tonight. We got a lot to talk about, a lot to catch up on some college and pro football from this past weekend. And not a whole lot of big games in the college football world this coming weekend, but there's a few games that we can kind of tap into a little bit. And but I guess the first things first, we can kind of recap a little bit of what we kind of thought about that Oregon-Stanford matchup. And anyone that remembers from last week's show, both Andre and myself, we both picked Stanford to win that game, and Oregon proved us both to be wrong.
I think a lot of people picked Stanford, I would say, too. But go ahead, I'll let you finish up your point here. Go ahead.
Well, based on what I saw in that particular game, Stanford just does not have enough team speed on defense to keep up with a team like Oregon, with the potent firepower that they have and all the speed that Oregon has on offense. And, you know, it's, maybe we should have seen that prior to the game, but I kind of thought it was going to be a little bit more of a high-scoring game. I kind of thought Oregon would put up a lot of points, but I thought Stanford would be able to match them point for point. But Oregon actually stepped up to the plate and played better defense, and they forced some turnovers on Stanford. And they clearly looked like the best team in the Pac-12. And they moved up to number 4 in the BCS. They kind of worked their way kind of right back into the mix.
Yeah, and so I guess the question that I have, too, you know, watching that game, because – you know, a lot of people were thinking that Stanford had a good opportunity to play in a big-time BCS game. And you know, hopefully, I don't think they're out of it just yet. But I guess the question is, you know, how do you think Stanford would actually fare against the SEC school? And based upon that they can't handle Oregon, you know, I don't know how they were going to handle a bigger, faster, tougher SEC school. I don't know, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, based on what I saw, I mean, I think Stanford – could score in the 20s a little bit against the SEC school, but I think kind of like what we saw against Oregon, I think LSU or in Alabama can easily put up at least 40-something points against Stanford. I just don't think they have the men in the trenches on defense, nor do they have the team speed on defense to keep up with the likes of the LSU and Alabama. And, of course, they cannot keep up with the firepower and the spread offense that Oregon runs as well.
Yeah, like you said, you nailed it right on the head, too. And the way that LaMichael James was kind of just going nuts, he had 146 yards, 3 touchdowns. I mean, they just gave them fits the whole game, too. So, you know, like I said, we were talking about this earlier as far as if you thought this affected Andrew Luck and the Heisman. You know, obviously, they're still kind of early right now to make any decisions on that. But, you know, definitely it's not going to affect the status as probably the top pick in the NFL draft. But, you know, like I said, the defense didn't hold up. And you know, Luck had some – I think he tried to force a lot of passes late in the game to try to get his team back. But, you know, as you said, Oregon was definitely in control of this game from the get-go.
Yes, they most certainly did. And, like I said, he made some tough throws at the end of the game, but – you know, he's supposed to do that to try to get his team back in the game. But he's clearly still the number one pick, hands down, in this NFL draft coming up in April 2012. Some more recaps from this past weekend. Your neck of the woods, Georgia just put a huge whipping on Auburn. And Georgia clearly looks like they're going to be winning the East. I'm pretty sure they're going to beat Kentucky this weekend. And quietly, this is a team that's playing some great football right now. And, you know, they are kind of peaking at the right time.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, obviously Aaron Murray is doing his job. You know, setting the he hadn't said, I think he said, like a Georgia TD mark, you know, just by a good job of making some good passes. And defense is once again holding up. Despite the controversy with Ty Grantham, his concern about the contract extension, if you will. But Aaron Murray throws four touchdowns, and, yeah, they pretty much had their way with Auburn. So and Auburn's a little down this year, too. You know, obviously having
they're weak at the quarterback position, for sure.
So that's something that, you know, you thought they would come in and they would kind of run the ball with Michael Dyer. But they were unable to do that, and Georgia kind of pulled away with an impressive win over a SEC foe, if you will.
Yes, yeah, Auburn is certainly struggling at the quarterback position. And believe it or not, they're also struggling in the defensive line area, too. They're getting pushed around in the trenches on defense, and which is kind of surprising for an SEC school of that caliber. You'd think they would have better defensive linemen. But based on what I've been seeing, they've been getting pushed around this year in the trenches. So, of course, they're going to finish up with a solid season, probably lose to Alabama and go to a bowl game, but, you know, definitely not the kind of year like they had last year.
Yeah, you wonder, too, like if Auburn, if they lost, you know, a little of their toughness with Nick Fairley, because they don't have, like, a, you know, that type of presence on the defensive line, like you said, too. But, you know, it was surprising to see them kind of get pushed around by Georgia. And I was just your thought, so I didn't mean to cut you off there. I was just going to add that quick point.
Oh, no problem. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just can push around. And, I mean, I saw them a good bit in the LSU game and a good bit of this Georgia game. I mean, they're really just getting pushed around in the trenches. And Gene Chizik is going to have to get out there and hit their recruiting ways. And I know we've kind of had enough of the Penn State sad situation.
Yes.
I don't know, we can talk about that a little bit, the recap of the Nebraska-Penn State game. Looked like Penn State made a run at the end of the game, but I still think it was just too much for them to overcome with everything that's taking place there over the week. And they fell short to Nebraska. And I honestly think they're going to go on the road and lose again this weekend to Penn State. And it may not even be pretty.
Yeah, like I said, such a, you know, obviously we don't want to keep hashing out what's going on right now. It's just too much going on in the media. But, you know, we'll have to see what actually transpires. Very sad to see Joe Pa's legacy kind of destroyed like that, with his name getting removed from the Big Ten. You know, obviously trophy, and there's talk of his actual statue being taken down too. So just a very, very upsetting end. Disappointing into somebody that had a great legacy, if you will. But, you know, like I said, I don't like what happened, obviously, but we don't want to keep hashing that out. But it's kind of sad to see how everything that transpired.
Any other games you want to recap from this past weekend before we kind of move on to this coming weekend, the big games in college football?
Yeah, as much as I hate to bring it up, the Thursday night game, it was very disappointing to see Georgia Tech. They couldn't pull it out against Virginia Tech. They had a couple of chances, but, you know, obviously they could not, for some reason, stop Virginia Tech's quarterback. The sophomore, Logan Thomas, he was just kind of unstoppable. You know, 6'6", 254-pound sophomore, was kind of going nuts against us. And, you know, I don't know if we kind of lost our intensity. The defense kind of didn't play as good as against Clemson. But, you know, obviously we'll move on, and we're going to try to win, have a 10-win season, if you will. That's the goal. And, you know, at this juncture, we're not going to have an opportunity for the ACC championship. But it's a young team, and we're looking forward to making some amends, and hopefully we'll get a chance to get a payback coming soon. So, thank you for having a little mercy on me, if you will, Robert.
Oh, no problem. I mean, yeah, Logan Thomas, this guy looks like an incredible athlete, has an opportunity to be a very good quarterback, not only in college, but possibly even at the next level. And so I look for Virginia Tech to be very competitive here for a few more years. And, you know, that's a part of the country, that Tidewater area. Virginia Tech gets a lot of great athletes out of that area. And Frank Beamer is incredible with coaching those guys up as well. So definitely could see them. And should be interesting. But looks like Virginia Tech and Clemson is on pace for the ACC championship game. And I know Clemson beat them the first go-round, but I think Virginia Tech is peaking, and I think Tech is going to win that ACC championship game this year.
Yeah, and speaking of Clemson, they barely survived the scary game against Wake Forest, so they just eked it out. So, you know, Clemson definitely has a lot of questions, too. I'm not going to go ahead and just claim them champions. They're going to have a lot to do to face Virginia Tech, as you mentioned earlier, so it's going to be an interesting game.
Well, I know we have, I don't know if you want to go ahead and give the listeners the phone number to call in here before we kind of touch bases on this upcoming weekend's college football games.
Most definitely. As always, the number to call in is 424-243-9519. And, yeah, let's go ahead and jump into the games this weekend. Not a lot of big games, if you will, but I know we're
not a lot of big games, but there's some interesting games, some important matchups. And we have three matchups this weekend where there are two top 25 teams going against each other. And we'll just start with Kansas State at Texas. Kansas State playing very competitive. Texas losing on the road to Missouri. And
wow.
That was somewhat of a shocker. But they're at home against Kansas State. Who you like in this matchup?
Wow. As much as I think I'm going to go with Kansas State in this game, you know, I think that as much as it's kind of, it could be a pick'em, if you will, but I think Kansas State, they, I like a dual threat quarterback, obviously. So I'm thinking that they're kind of the favorite to win, obviously. So I'm kind of leaning towards that. Colin Klein is the quarterback, by the way. Of Kansas State too, so I think he's gonna do some things too. So that's me. What about you? Are you leaning towards Texas because of the home field advantage?
I'm gonna go with Texas in a nail biter in this one.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with Texas in a really close matchup in this game. I see them bouncing back after getting embarrassed on the road to Missouri, only scoring 5 points. I mean that's really ridiculous for a team with that much talent. And but I see Texas bouncing back and beating Kansas State. Kansas State's a very well-coached football team as well. And let's see, another matchup here. We're looking at number 16, Nebraska, and number 18, Michigan.
Good game. This is a good game, too, I think, definitely. A good call on this one. Wow, I definitely – I'll let you start off, Rob. I'm getting a little too excited. I don't want to jump into the thing here. Go ahead. I'm a little excited here.
Believe it or not, I think I'm leaning toward Nebraska on the road, and I think they're going to pull off a 3-point victory on the road, and as they're in a running to play for the Big Ten championship game as well.
Wow, I'm going to lean towards Michigan only because I think Nebraska had a very emotional game playing Penn State. And I think that's going to be tough for them to do it twice in the Big House. That's me.
The game of the weekend in college football, Oklahoma's moved up to number 5 in the BCS. And a team that was very serious, BCS, most BCS experts are saying whoever wins out of Oklahoma and Oklahoma State will automatically be securing at least one of those places in the BCS championship game. So Oklahoma is still very much in the mix here. So it's a very important game for them on the road at Baylor. Love the quarterback play of Robert Griffin III, but I think Oklahoma is going to be too strong for them. I like Oklahoma on the road in this matchup.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to agree with you. As much as I like Robert Griffin III, I do think this is a very dangerous game for Oklahoma. I think Baylor's going to give them everything they can handle, and I think Oklahoma is going to pull it out. But they're going to test them, and it's going to be a good game. So Oklahoma, they're definitely in the driver's seat, And this was pretty big for them. So Bob Stoops, this is a big game. Obviously not as big as the national championship or BCS games, but he has to definitely go ahead and get his troops ready to play because they are in control of their destiny, if you will.
I'm going to do something a little bit different here. We're getting kind of close to the end of the college football regular season. Your BCS national championship prediction right now, what two teams do you think are going to be in there?
Wow. If I were to pick, I know this is going to make you happy, because you got to stick LSU in there. You got to stick LSU in there. Now, if they don't have any slip-ups, obviously you guys got a tough game against Ole Miss, and you got to handle business in your championship game too. So I like LSU. And believe it or not, this is kind of an outside shot. I do like Oklahoma State too. So that's kind of where I'm leaning towards. It's going to be interesting. They have to do some things and they have the big game versus Oklahoma, obviously. So that's what I'm looking at. That's kind of weird, outside the box. I don't want to be like everyone else. So that's where I'm going. Where are you at? What are you thinking?
Well, I am actually I'm actually trying to pull up the schedule as we speak. Who is home between Oklahoma and Oklahoma State in that matchup on December 3rd?
Do they play? Let's see here. I thought they played kind of neutral here, but I think that's going to be, I want to say it's at Oklahoma State. Let's pull it up too here. This is Watson. While you're doing that too, once again, pulling up the show, number 424-243-9519. As always, guys, looking forward to getting any feedback, any thoughts, working on the Facebook page, all that fun stuff, and Twitter and all that good jazz. We're always here to answer any questions that you have about college football, pro football, boxing, all that fun stuff too. So we're here for you guys as well as you look for that. Do you see that, Rob, as far as where it's going to be at?
Oh, it's still pulling it up here. But I'm going to take whoever's at home in that matchup against LSU. And as far as the
like
yeah, well, I'm going to take Oklahoma in that game if they're the home team. And so that will catapult Oklahoma to the BCS championship game. And we'll have a rematch.
So you're taking whoever's the home team during that one? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
So if Oklahoma is the home team, I'm going to go with Oklahoma.
Oklahoma State, I was right. The first time Oklahoma State's the home team. I apologize.
Oklahoma State's the home team.
Oklahoma State's the home team. Wow. Okay.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to pick Oklahoma State.
I love it.
I actually think Oklahoma State is the better team, but I was just going to pick Oklahoma just for the nail biter. So, yes, I'm going to go with LSU, Oklahoma State, BCS, national championship game. What about the Rose Bowl? What two teams do you think are going to play there?
Rose Bowl. Man. I like Alabama. And let's say that you want to put Oklahoma in there too. Let's say that they do their business. I'm trying to think here. I may have to go that Alabama and that's tough, man.
Well, just keep in mind the Rose Bowl takes the Pac-10 champion, the Pac-12 champion, and the Big Ten champion.
I was going to say Oregon to that, but I don't know if that's going to. Yeah, I guess they would probably pull it out, wouldn't they? I mean, it depends on how everything happens. If it's Oregon again, I mean, we're thinking of the best. I was thinking Stanford, but I don't think they're going to be that high enough. So it may end up being Oregon versus Alabama. Even though Oregon had a shot with LSU earlier.
Just keep in mind, the Rose Bowl takes the Pac-12 champion against the Big Ten champion.
Big Ten. Oh, I'm playing without the Pac. Okay, let's see.
Unless one of those teams goes to the national championship game. But if we're both picking LSU and Oklahoma State, that means the Pac-12 champion and the Big Ten champion will go to the Rose Bowl.
Okay, I got you. Huh. Start with that, Rob. Where are you at with that?
I'm going to go Oregon against Wisconsin. And I'm thinking that's going to be the Rose Bowl matchup. I think Oregon wins the Pac-12. I think Wisconsin wins the Big Ten. And but watch out for Nebraska.
What's up with all the love for Nebraska all of a sudden?
Well, I just think they're playing great defense right now, and you know, they're controlling the football offensively. And so I think that's a team to watch. But I'm going to go Wisconsin right now. Fiesta Bowl. Just looking at some of these BCS Bowl matchups.
Let's see here. Fiesta Bowl takes the, it's one from the ACC too as well, right? We're off with that. Am I thinking of the Orange Bowl? Let's go. Wow. What do I like? It's tough because I'm thinking of, where's Michigan at? Where are we at? Are they, I'm looking in on this one. Yeah. I don't know, Rob. Let me think about this one.
I'm going to go Oklahoma and Nebraska. An old rivalry meets in the Fiesta Bowl.
I would like that, but, yeah, so if they can get out, yeah, this is going to come our pick this weekend, too, if Nebraska beats Michigan this weekend, too.
Yeah, man. I think that will be, if Nebraska is able to beat Michigan, then, yeah, they have a good chance of getting to the Fiesta Bowl. Two more BCS bowl matchups, the Sugar Bowl.
Oh, Louisiana. What's the, wow. Let's see here. I'm going to go with I'm hoping that Virginia Tech does something in this one, right? Let's do Virginia Tech. And what about Kansas State? Uh-oh.
Well, you know, the Sugar Bowl, even though if everything goes well with LSU and they make it to the BCS championship game, they still like to have an SEC team in the Sugar Bowl. So I'm going to go Alabama in that Sugar Bowl against Stanford.
The
ACC champion normally goes to the Orange Bowl.
The Orange Bowl.
Yeah. So I'm going to go Alabama-Stanford for the Sugar Bowl, which will be a very intriguing matchup if that was to take place. And now the Orange Bowl.
Yeah, we got to go with one of my. That's probably going to be Virginia Tech. Usually.
Yeah, Virginia Tech, which will probably play against the Big East winner.
Probably, that's probably going to end up being the Big East.
Which is probably a conference that does not deserve a BCS bowl bid this year, but they're going to get one.
Louisville and or, obviously West Virginia's killing that game, but all you got is Syracuse and Cincinnati, and, those are the only biggest squads that are talking now, so.
Yeah, I'm going to go with West Virginia. Look like they have a good chance to win the Big East.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at a Virginia Tech-West Virginia matchup.
That's not going to be as intriguing of a matchup, I don't think, for the Orange Bowl.
No, I think Virginia Tech wins that in a route.
If
that was to take place. Well, once again, we've used up a lot of our time on college football. I know we can get into some quick recap of some National Football League talks from this past weekend. New England goes on the road and put up a rout on the Jets in New York, so they're back in first place. Cincinnati loses a nail-biter to Pittsburgh. And Houston, quietly as it's kept, is the number one seed in the AFC. But they just lost their starting quarterback for the season.
Yeah, it's not a good weekend if you're named Matt, I would say. Matt Stafford's out. He had a broken finger. Matt Castle has a hand injury. Matt Schaub is out with a foot injury. So, yeah, a lot of those teams are scrambling, if you will. I'm glad you didn't mention the game, and I'll be man enough to say as far as a good game between the Saints and the Falcons. Everyone's buzzing about the fourth down call by Mike Smith. Had a chance to see Robert and get all the Saints uniforms and the Saints fan coming out of the woodworks. Good game. And, that's all I got to say on that one.
Well, we certainly appreciate that. That was a hard-hitting matchup. And it's quietly one of the best rivalries in the NFL for those of you listening around the country that maybe doesn't pay attention to it. But it's the oldest NFL rivalry in the South, and the Saints and the Falcons have played four straight three-point games. So it's I don't know if you can say that about any other rivalry in the league right now. So it's a pretty heated rivalry, pretty very well contested rivalry. And, you know, there was a time when both of these teams were pretty bad, and both of them hinged their season on beating the other. But now both of these teams are a lot more competitive and playing for, you know, for greater aspirations. And getting back to the AFC, can Houston continue to play as well as they're playing with Matt Leinart, their quarterback?
I don't know. They're going to have to get a heavy dose of Adrian Foster, obviously, or Arian Foster, excuse me, make sure that they're going to keep their winning ways because, you know, they're going to test Matt, definitely make sure if he's got the arm. It doesn't help that Andre Johnson is still out. Is he not going to play? So that's going to hurt them too. So, you know, if Houston's on a roll, it's going to be a tough game for them. But, you know, we're going to see how Matt steps up if he's able to at least live up to somewhat of the expectation that we had of him coming out. So it's going to be a tough game, though.
Green Bay is on a roll. Will Green Bay lose the game this season?
The only person, the only people that Green Bay can stop, the only people that can stop Green Bay is themselves. So that's my take. It's Tampa Bay is going to give them. I think Tampa Bay is going to give them a good fight, but Green Bay is definitely going to handle business.
Yes, I most certainly think so as well. They're just playing unbelievable well. Aaron Rodgers is playing lights out football right now, and he is you know, by far, in my opinion, well, I'm not going to say by far, but he's definitely playing the best football of anybody, any quarterback in the league as we speak right now. There's a couple of intriguing matchups in the NFL this coming weekend that we can tap into here really quickly. Cincinnati at Baltimore.
Great game.
This is for teams that it's almost a three-way race for supremacy in the NFC North right now.
This is a great game. And we'll always wrap up this with the quickness, too. But just the 90 seconds left, I think the Ravens are kind of like that toothless lion. They're getting a little older, and they haven't been able to get anything going offensively. So this is going to be an interesting game for the Ravens. Since it's at home, I have to give it a little to the Ravens, but I don't think it's going to be an easy game by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, I do agree. I think Baltimore squeaks one out here. Another intriguing matchup, Tennessee at Atlanta, a game, of course, I'm sure you're going to be tuned into.
Hopefully we'll pull it out because, you know, Chris Johnson had a good game last week, so we want to stop him from going off. So it's going to be a good game, definitely.
Yeah, I think Atlanta will pull this one out as well, and I see a 7-10 point victory for Atlanta in this one.
Thank you, Robert.
I'm not sure how we're looking on time here, but
yeah, we got about 30 seconds or so to kind of wrap this up too. So, you know, as always, we get so excited about talking. But for those that don't know, we are here every Wednesday. We'll check you guys out next week, as always. Don't forget to text, call in, check out the Facebook page. For Rob Ford, I'm Andre. We are signing off. Talk to Sports at 12th Man. Thanks again.
Join us next Wednesday. Thanksgiving weekend is going to be promising to be a lot more exciting when it comes to matchups in both college and pro.
That's it. And I gotta know those bowls. I don't know what I was thinking with those bowls. I gotta get those down. As far as who plays what, I gotta get that memorized.
Mm-hmm.
Big 10 and Big 12, and then versus that. That's my only flaw. Blah.
Ooh, I was feeling a little kind of tired tonight. I don't know if that was one of our better shows tonight.
No, I didn't get the bowl matchups. I gotta get the bowl matchups. That's one thing I was off on. So that's on me. So I was picking. I thought it'd be good match. I'm like, wait a minute, that's not. I was thinking, like, that doesn't sound right, but it's fine. We were so excited going into it. I knew that mm-hmm. that was gonna be the case, but you know, people. I think we still kind of do a good job just for what we're talking about. But I'm telling you, it always flies by.
Yeah,
it always flies. We talked about, I was looking at the clock, I was like, dang, we have like 5 minutes left, and we're still talking college, you know?
Yeah, I kind of threw a curveball. Those bowl matchups just kind of hit me, you know.
I mean, it was good.
I was just kind of thinking, it wasn't like a whole lot of big games this weekend. We need to find something to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, let's we talk more pro stuff, and then obviously we'll talk about the Mr. Pacquiao fight or NFL talk or NBA talk, excuse me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anywhere. But it's fine. I'll get those matchups down next week, so I'll have a better idea, too. And the pitch will get clearer as this weekend goes by. And then, obviously, once the championship week passes, so, you know.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a great Sugar Bowl, Alabama and Stanford. Hopefully Stanford travels well, but that would be a great game to watch, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's going to give NFL scouts an idea of how Andrew Luck prepares against a defense that's pretty similar. That's kind of, you know, they may have like a lot of NFL players on that too. So, and, you know, see how he performs against somebody that schemes against him and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Got to make it do what it do, baby.
Love it. Anything
yeah,
else?
we gotta get some sound bites on these shows.
I know, man. There's like
I gotta get I Gina's that, grandmother saying, "Oh yes."
You know what sucks is that there's only a since this is like the free version. There's like a premium version that adds different. I'm gonna have to see if I can do that because
mm-hmm.
If I go premium, it's like a certain cost. But yeah, we'll figure this out. I don't know what the advantage. I got to look at what the advantages are, besides having a whatever. But you know, once we get the actual technique down, then we'll go premium. So then we can set the show at any time we want. We don't have to be at 11:00. We can be at like 6:00, or we can be at, you know, 8:00, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if people will be listening at 8:00, but. You know, you can set it at any time.
Yeah, we got to find a way to get our show more interactive, get more people to call or write or ask questions.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm sure at 11:00, you know, the last thing you want to do is join in, but, you know, we'll figure out something.
Mm-hmm.
I think people will listen, you know, and archive it and all that fun stuff. We're just two mm-hmm. bros, man, just having fun talking radio, you know.
Oh, yeah. Wow, Indianapolis is 0-10.
I was reading something that Eli said that Peyton may try to come back near the end of the season. I don't know why, but that's what Eli was saying.
Wow. Well, I read something else that said that one of the reasons why they haven't put Peyton on the injured reserve is because he will have an opportunity to practice at the end of the season and shake off some of his rust. So, in other words, it sounds like he's probably not going to play in a game, but with him not being on injured reserve, he'll be allowed to practice.
Okay. do you think they draft Andrew Luck or no?
I think if Indy has the number one pick, they take him.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, they said Peyton Manning has already said that it's okay with him if they draft him.
Why would you do that?
Well, I mean, you know, it's kind of like it goes back to your Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers. You know, you have an opportunity to be good at the quarterback position for another 15 years. And, you know, you make the transition from Manning to Luck, and you're set for another 15 years at the quarterback position.
How many more years does Peyton have, though?
Maybe two or three.
You'll get two or
35.
Three. Okay. Wow. Gosh. I mean, I guess if they traded Joe Montana, the greatest one, the greatest of all time, anyone can be moved, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right. I'm sure if you're the Colts, if you still are the worst team in the league only because of Peyton, you're probably fielding everything you can for that number one pick from Miami, from whoever, trying to move
mm-hmm.
up. You're showing somebody.
Yeah.
So on your first board. Make it work.
Oh, yeah.
That's it, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man, I certainly enjoyed it again. Look forward to next Wednesday.
Yep, next Wednesday we'll kind of wrap it up, and then, man, I'll have some guests in town. My aunt will be here next week, and my uncle from Australia will be here, so that should be interesting.
You still want to do the show, or you wanted to resume the following Wednesday?
Yeah, we still do. I mean, if I'm in, like, you know, we'll see how it plays out.
Okay, cool.
If it didn't change, I'll let you know. But I mean, it looks like I'm still down for it. So, no worries.
Okay. Let's make it do what it do, Doc.
Yes, sir. As always, have a good one. Get some rest, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. All right, Doc.
All right, have a good one, man. All right, bye.